Good evening. My name is Katie, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislator on Tuesday, November the 5th? Would you say that you will definitely go into vote? Very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Very certain I'm going to vote. Decidedly the Republican, too, okay?
Okay,
anything else you need?
Well, we can continue with the survey. It's going to take just a couple of minutes more. With which political party are you registered? I'm sorry?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you. And what is your main racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And your age, would you say 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65, 18
over 65? Over 65.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Definitely in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. And from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislator focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say local growth and development, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, the economy and jobs, K-12 education, climate and the environment, access and cost of care, abortion, taxes, illegal immigration, crime and public safety?
Insurance costs.
Okay, thank you. And let's see. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say you will definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove, completely disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Completely approve.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ronrico Smith?
Don't know anything about.
Okay. And Centris Driscoll?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump?
Definitely voting.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Centris Driscoll, the Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Smith.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Rico Smith, the Republican
Definitely.
Candidate?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Would you say a candidate who is elected, who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
A fresh candidate. I'm sorry, but that's all I have time for right now, okay? No more.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
I got my meeting dinner right now. That's it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.